All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and this is going to be a review for Cobra Kai, which is in the legacy of Karate Kid. It stars Ralph Macchio and William Zabka, and set 30 years after the events of the 1984 All-Valley Karate Tournament, the series focuses on Johnny Lawrence, who is William Zabka, reopening the Cobra Kai dojo, which causes his rivalry with Daniel LaRusso to be reunited. If you've seen the original Karate Kid, Ralph Macchio and Pat Morita, Ralph Macchio moves from the East Coast to the West Coast, from New Jersey to California, kind of the Valley area, gets bullied, and the people that are bullying him belong to a karate dojo, Cobra Kai, eventually enters the tournament. One of his competitors in the tournament belongs to Cobra Kai, played by William Zabka. Cobra Kai is very unscrupulous, so Danny wins. There's basically four other Karate Kid movies. They're really the only ones that matter to me. One, two, and three.
There's so, a fourth one.
Yeah, it was like the... Who the heck was it? Hilary Swank in that movie?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have Jaden Smith in the next Karate Kid, or whatever that one was called, the Karate Kid that was actually in China, which doesn't make any sense why it's called Karate Kid.
And they were learning Kung Fu.
Yeah. This one starts off the events of the first movie, 1984. And this has a older Johnny down on his luck. He's a handyman repair person, gets fired from his job. He's also an alcoholic. Then you have Danny LaRusso, who is on top of the world. He owns several car dealerships, lives in a nice house, plush life. Everything's going great for him. Then what happens is that Johnny walks into a convenience store. A kid that lives in his apartment complex starts to get bullied. Johnny comes out, destroys everybody, and befriends the bully kid, and that's kind of where we'll stop. And James.
Yes.
How do you feel about Cobra Kai Season 1?
I fucking loved it. I think I told you I was going to watch the first few episodes and then continue on later in the day. Not later in the day, but later during the week. As soon as I started the two episodes, I watched that whole thing. I was up to like 1, 2 o'clock in the morning.
And it's an easy watch just because it's 10 episodes, but they're only 30 minutes. So it's the time investment compared to something that's on Netflix where everything's an hour. It might be 10 episodes, 12 episodes, 13, 15 episodes. Easy watch. But go ahead.
And it ran so smooth. It's like after the first episode, I wanted to see what was going to happen next. After that episode, I wanted to see what was going to happen next. It just kept going. It kept my interest after each and every episode. It was very well done. And the thing is, I came in this thing with very low expectations. I thought it was going to be just over the top cheesy. I mean, don't get me wrong, it was over the top campy cheesy, but it was in a good way. It was very eye-opening because you actually saw the perspective from Johnny's view, and it made you rethink how you thought about the first Karate Kid.
Yeah, so there's always this long-running theory about Karate Kid that everything that happened in the original Karate Kid might have been instigated by Danny LaRusso. He was actually the bully.
Yeah, and the thing is, you never really thought about that when you first watched Karate Kid. You never really thought about it like that. You watched this movie and you just saw it for what the narrative gave you. You never really thought outside and thought about it in a deeper light. But this opened your eyes to it. And then it made me open my eyes to the point. There was a part in this series when Johnny was basically going through the events of Karate Kid through his perspective. And it made me want to rewatch the Karate Kid again and be like, hold on. Maybe it's skewed because it's his view. It's not really what happened. But then I was trying my hardest to remember it. And I was like, that's exactly how it happened. And if you look at it from his standpoint, he really wasn't the bad guy. To me, it was like just a big, genuine misunderstanding.
In the first Karate Kid, the bad people are technically Kreese, or Martin Cove's character. Mm-hmm. He is the instigator of all the bad morals of Cobra Kai. I guess in the movie, might have been a Vietnam vet.
Basically a racist.
Yeah. So... go ahead, James.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying Johnny was the greatest guy in the world. I mean, he was a dick. But the thing about it, he was funny as shit. And some of the things he said, I can understand where he's coming from. Most adults think about the millennials and probably sound bad, but it was relatable to me. You actually saw that he really wasn't a bad person. His upbringing that you didn't see in the first one, you actually saw that he had a rough childhood as well. He was actually bullied as well.
So he was bullied by his stepfather, and his mom really was not relevant in his life. So he turned to Kreese in Cobra Kai and learned some of the bad morals. even though he is now older, he's still technically that maybe 15, 16, 17 year old kid from 1984.
Right.
He is still that person.
He's still stuck.
Still kind of living the dream. he doesn't care. And he's still that 15 year old kid, but he also has a son that's basically about his age, or at least what his age would have been in the original Karate Kid. His ex-wife is kind of like his mom. His son is going down a bad path. So the show is part rehash, part evolution, and part teen drama. So right. It also focuses on their children, and then just the part of the children that one kid is in Cobra Kai but likes Danny's daughter, and Danny doesn't know about it. And that causes issues where the main thing is that Danny is so successful that instead of fighting it out, he is out businessing somebody. So right. He tries to get Cobra Kai shut down, tries to raise a rent, tries to get Cobra Kai kicked out of the tournament, and he is doing all that he can to screw over Johnny. And Johnny's just trying to like, hey, I'm just trying to make it. I want to open up the dojo just because it's the only thing that makes me feel important. It's the only thing that matters.
Right. What makes this even worse to me, LaRusso is the real bully in this version.
He is doing the same thing. Again, he is just trying to use all these shrewd business tactics to ruin a rival. So Danny, he is very reluctant, and he's just like, hey, well, I've moved on from that part of my life. Mr. Miyagi meant a lot to me, but look, hey, now I'm successful. This bully kid that was getting beat up, and particularly Karate Kid 2.
he was getting punished in Karate Kid 2.
Yeah, but he is really just trying to do all he can to shut down Cobra Kai version 2, because, again, Johnny feels that in order for me to make money to try to survive, because now I lost my job, let me open up this dojo and call it Cobra Kai, because it's in the lineage of how he feels, and he has all these screwed up morals learned from Kreese. Karate Kid, everything is all about bullying.
Right.
So Danny LaRusso and his family are really rich. His daughter hangs out with all these rich kids. They look down on all everybody else that is not on a level. So she had a friend, I guess, from elementary school, middle school, that now they're in high school. She doesn't want to sit with them. The one kid that his name's Miguel, he's okay when the show starts. Then because of Johnny and Johnny's messed up morals, turns into a different person, then starts to feel more confident about himself because like now he can destroy people. Johnny is teaching him karate and then also teaching him about confidence and then also teaching him these messed up morals. And then that translates down to all the other bully kids or kids looked down upon in high school. And it just gets to a point where there's one kid, like, what's wrong with you? He's like, well, my doctor believes that I'm on the spectrum. He's like, well, you need to get off of that.
yeah, man. I mean, he was just so did not have a filter. And what makes it even more hilarious to me, this is just a total flip of everything. It's a flip of everything. And I agree with you. Johnny has some messed up morals, but later on through the story, through the series, you start to see, I mean, he even says it himself. I'm helping these kids that are bullied get through this, helping them with confidence. And in essence, they are helping me as well. Like, he's actually becoming a better person through these kids.
Yeah, he does start to change as the series goes on. But then you also have this heir of the karate tournament, and then Miguel's character, who he just kind of has a really rapid change, because there's like two episodes where he's okay kind of towards later in the season, then he's just like super angry
after him and his girlfriend breaks up Daniel's daughter. That was it for him. I mean, he just lost his damn mind and just became ultra aggressive to the point that I think during the tournament, you could correct me if I'm wrong, Johnny was like, we're not going to win this way. Like, he actually was telling
him. Yeah, he was like, no, you don't want to go the way that I did with this match.
Right, and the thing about it, though, deep down, Johnny actually really regretted following Kreese. He actually said that he was dead.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And he knew afterwards that it was wrong to go that route. And even when Daniel said something about Cobra Kai and he talked about Kreese and all this other stuff, I'm not him. I'm not going to make those same mistakes.
Yeah, because again, like you said, he talks about his background. It's like, hey, well, Danny moved from New Jersey to California. And he was like, well, hey, well, you were probably living in this plush house. And he was like, no, actually, it kind of sucked living in this rich family because his stepfather didn't care. His mom didn't care. And then he turned to Kreese. And that was the only thing that kind of helped him escape this bad situation. Now he's trying to help all these other kids escape getting teased and stuff like that. There was that one part where they went to the bar and I'm like, this is crazy. So you have what would have been his mortal enemy in the original Karate Kid and just sitting down drinking. This is what happened. This was really bad. Wasn't really an apology. I just need you to understand where I was coming from.
Yeah, so really enjoyed the series. I thought it was well done, better than what I expected it to be. And
yeah, I didn't know what to expect. I remember I saw the trailer. I was like, this is bad. It's probably the only time I've actually used my YouTube Red account for other than Google Music and or missing ads on YouTube.
This is the only time I ever used it.
At least to my knowledge, most of the YouTube Red stuff has either been very bad movies starring YouTube personalities. And or TV shows that are more some type of prank show. All right, episodes of 30 minutes. And the first episode's like, this actually kind of works. This isn't that bad. And I watched the second episode. And like you said, I burned through that in about 5 hours.
Right. Exact same here.
10 30-minute episodes. So it's really not that difficult to watch the whole thing or binge it. This actually puts some faith into YouTube's TV offerings. That's all I can say. But, James, my question for you.
Yeah.
As a student of martial arts, how was the martial arts in the show? How was the martial arts in the show, James? Tell people your martial arts background.
Studied a little bit of Aikido, Aiki Jiu-Jitsu, a little bit of swordsmanship, things of that nature. Did a little bit of stunt work, did a little bit of fight choreography for some movies.
Means James will destroy you, all right? You come at him, he's a lethal weapon.
I'm not saying all that, but I will say this. I know that Johnny looked a lot sharper than Daniel because I know William Zabka, whatever his name is, Johnny, he actually did study martial art, Tang Soo Do. So I know that. So he has some skills. Now, Ralph Macchio, on the other hand, it does not look polished.
I think the first time he does a spin kick, I'm like, oh, that doesn't look
good. It was not extended. It was like he was about to cramp up. It just wasn't there. Let's keep it 100% real. Even in the original Karate Kid, the martial arts wasn't that great.
Yeah, because most of the martial arts comes from other people that aren't Danny. Pat Morita was a comedian. So,
right. So, he had no.
Yeah, he's not really teaching that.
But I will say this, Johnny looked pretty good. He's a black belt. I'll expect nothing less from him. Miguel, his stuff wasn't that bad either. But let's talk about Miguel real quick. Now, Miguel, I thought that maybe that he was going to be the one to turn Johnny to be softer, but to see their side. Because he said, well, you've never been us. You've always been this. You've always been that. Like, my friends are whatever. We're losers or whatever. He just said it. And you come to find out, Johnny was them. He was.
Yeah, and he's just kind of become a rallying cry. Again, he was teaching him still messed up morals.
He was teaching messed up morals, but you understood why he was.
But he meant well.
Yeah. I'm going to say messed up morals. I'm going to say were fine either. They were sketchy, but his delivery of the morals was a problem. Because some of the things he said, it was like, basically, if you don't shoot your shot, you're never going to know. You got to try. That's a good thing. You got to have confidence. You got to try some things. Don't give up. Don't do this and don't do that. Some things with the teachings of Cobra Kai in this weren't bad. It was just delivery. It was just the extreme. I mean, he took it to an extreme level. So that was a problem with the teaching. And the funny thing I thought about when I was watching this was that one of the main focuses is something that Daniel told his student. Everything is about balance.
Yeah.
Right? Everything is about balance. So in essence, Miyagi's teachings, they were good and everything and it's all that, but it's still about balance. In a perfect world, you need both. You need both the Cobra Kai teachings and you need the teachings of Mr. Miyagi or Miyagi-Do. You need both. You need balance. You can't have one without the other. For example, Miyagi-Do was more passive, more defensive and all that other stuff. That's great, but you can have defense all you want, but you're going to need some offense. And you go to Cobra Kai was all about offense, go, 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 just being ultra aggressive. You need to find a balance. That's what this show was basically about. That's what this whole thing was about. In essence, if you think about it, Daniel and Johnny, they were two sides of the same coin. They were basically the same person. Just one had a positive role model and one had a negative role model. That is it. Really not that much difference between them. And we also need to mention that this main story, the whole series, is all about daddy issues.
Pretty much. I mean, Danny didn't grow up with a father. I think his father died.
And Johnny had a horrible stepfather. And then Johnny happened to be a horrible father. He's trying to make up for that. And then if you think about it, Danny wasn't really a great father either. You know, everyone is all about the father issues. Miguel's father was nowhere to be found. And then the twist in this is that Danny ended up teaching Johnny's son. Because guess what? Daddy he was issues. Around and he did that to piss Johnny off because he knew how much he hated Daniel. This is all about daddy issues.
I will say that maybe some of the teen stuff was a little too much for me, particularly with Miguel and Danny's daughter. Take some stuff from the original where you kind of have this quasi love triangle. And it's not really a love triangle in this one, but Miguel thinks it is. And they didn't hold back on a lot of stuff. So there's like kids drinking and pretty much Johnny forcing Miguel to drink.
Right.
And then the way that Johnny was treating the kids, it's like, you can't say that to people. Like, I don't care. Like, that's pretty much, he pulled a Keith. All right. It's this weird mishmash of Karate Kid and then what would happen 30, 40 years later of Karate Kid. And it's like, you know what? This actually works. Does some stuff well. Some of the writing is bad and some of the story progression is bad.
It worked, man. The one thing I hated, and I mentioned to you earlier, and you agreed with me, is that they always got to show the bully. Like, just say when they do stories like this, the bully's always the bum. You know, That's not always the case. I did not like that. They could have showed Johnny doing a lot better. He still longed for Cobra Kai and all that stuff. But, I mean, damn, he was a bum.
Yeah, and both Danny and Johnny tried to defuse the situation beforehand. But a lot of the problems are instigated by other people. Danny's cousin, some of the kids from Cobra Kai do stuff. And that just turns everyone off. At some point, Johnny's just like, all right, well, Danny's just a bad guy. And then Danny's looking at them like, oh, you know, the stuff that the Cobra Kai is doing is bad. I can't stand it. I have to stop him. It wasn't Johnny doing it, but it was always the people.
Forces, man.
Yeah, it was just the people in between them. So, James, what is your score and wrap-up thoughts for Cobra Kai Season 1?
I give us a 9.
Oh, God.
That'd be a laugh. I give it a 9. And the reason why I give it a 9, and I can tell by your reply to my score, you're not going to give it that high. I was a big fan of Cobra, not going to say Cobra Kai, but
James is one of the short people.
Growing up. Like, I had very low expectations. It exceeded my expectations. I enjoyed Johnny. It's just funny to me. I enjoyed him. I was sitting here dying, just having a good time. Maybe this is a nostalgia score. Matter of fact, you know what? It is a nostalgia score. I'm not even going to lie. It is totally a nostalgia score. So I'm going to give it 2 ratings, okay? For it making me feel good and it making me appreciate Karate Kid and just appreciate everything that it was, I give it a 9. Now, for the actual series, I would give this an 8. I'm giving it an 8. And the reason why I give it an 8 is because I only expected to watch 2 episodes and just finish it up later in the week. I watched it all in one sitting. I was that involved in it. And it also opened my eyes to a lot of things I didn't think about prior to this series because Johnny Lawrence was a dick.
Yep.
But then, if you
look
at it,
that's what Karate Kid teaches you. Johnny, like, Cobra Kai's bad. Kreese is bad. Johnny's just
now,
angry.
Now, Kreese is bad. Kreese is still bad. Don't get me wrong. Kreese is still a bad, bad person. Those evil morals and just everything. I mean, he was just an evil guy. He kind of warped the minds of children and all that stuff. Johnny kind of did the same thing, but you actually saw a character progression with him. You saw growth. You saw him change. You saw him kind of change his methods up. And then you understood why he was like that because you actually saw his backstory. If you didn't see the backstory, you would just think, oh, man, he's a dick. But come to find out, he's just one of those kids. Basically the same person. He's had different teachers. That's all it was. Just really rewatch the whole story of Karate Kid. And then you watch Johnny retell it from his point of view. Was he wrong? Because I remember it.
Hey, man, this guy came to town, stole my girl, beat me up. But no,
hold on, Barry, hold on. What makes this, like I said, nostalgia 9, regular score 8. He was trying to get back with his girl. He was trying to talk to his girl. Daniel got involved. Got in his face and all this stuff, and he just pushed him. He was like, man, get out of my face. I'm talking to my girl. At that point, Daniel snuck him. What was the point of him stinking him like that? The reason why he snuck him was because he wanted to impress the girl. So, in essence, he was defending himself. He got hit, was then squared up on him, and Johnny whooped his ass.
Everybody else got involved at that. Cobra Kai, but go ahead.
Yeah. Cobra Kai jumped at that. But at first, it was just Johnny and him. Initial blow to start everything was from LaRusso. Watch the movie, you didn't think about it like that. Next scene, when they're talking about the Halloween party, mind their business, and he put a prank on them, and then he got jumped. They shouldn't have jumped his ass, but he shouldn't have did what he did either. And to tell you the truth, if you think about it, it was basically teenage bullshit that could have been avoided. Both of them were wrong. Nobody thought that Dane was wrong in any way, shape, or form watching the movie. And I know this is a long explanation, but I give it an 8.
All right, so I'm going to give it a 7. There's a big nostalgia factor with this. Obviously, it's in the vein of Karate Kid. And as I said, it's kind of a rehash, but it's also evolution. So this is what happens to a bully, if you want to call Johnny the bully, after Karate Kid 1. And Karate Kid 3, Cobra Kai was still involved, but that's a whole totally different storyline. Terry Silver and Kreese. And trying to turn Danny into a bad guy. But so what happens to the bully? You never really get to see those types of stories. You always see what happens to the good guy. And this is a redemption story for Johnny, even though it does not end well for him as far as some of his family issues are concerned and Cobra Kai. But I found it very engaging. And I just wanted to see what happened. You still have that teenage romance TV series angle, which I think helps it, and that is a core part of Karate Kid. But the way that it's done here, where it's like the enemy of my enemy is my friend, with Johnny's son, him trying to, one, just try to get his dad's attention, and it's something that really worked. And then you still have Miguel, which, again, some of the teenage stuff is where the show kind of takes a slight hit, but that could have been done better. The daughter is just, sometimes she's very conscious of what's going on, and then the stuff with John Jr. or Johnny's son, that starts to come to a head. Like, you should probably be thinking about some stuff, but again, the issues with Miguel and Danny's daughter are instigated by the mom. That's really where the break happens, where Danny and Johnny probably aren't too far apart, but people keep separating them, and that's what causes the issue. So I enjoyed it. I think some of the writing could be better, but I would be looking forward to a season 2. I hope it comes sooner than later. And James, 3 morals of Cobra Kai?
Strike hard, strike fast, no mercy.
No mercy, James. That's the Beast Game Podcast.